8 to 9, we bring you Shining Star. As we said earlier, that this is a show that you don't want to miss tonight. We do have a story that you really want to be part of and really listen to. So we usually ask you to write through and be part of the show. But today's show was so amazing that we had to get in our guest into the studio. And I'm sure as we proceed, as we discuss with our guest tonight, you'll find out why. It's Shining Star, and this is a show the way we urge you to write through to 102 Simon Mazola, the Shining Star, and write us your zero to hero story. If you've been down and out and you thought that there was no hope at all, and you've really conquered because you held on because of prayer, because of whatever it is that made you push through and pull through and be a victor, we want to hear that story, that somebody listening right now in probably the same situation, even a worse situation, can be inspired. It is Shining Star. We do this every Tuesday on Star FM 13 after 8 o'clock. Now tonight I have Tafadzwa, and he'll be telling us his story. Tafadzwa, good evening. Welcome to Star FM.
Good evening, Leander. How are you?
Welcome to Star FM, and welcome to Shining Star.
Okay, great. Yeah.
It's good to have you on the show, man.
Yeah, thanks, Lee.
And you are the first live star that we have in the studio. How does that feel, man?
I'm actually a shining star.
Okay, now, Tafadzwa, your story is that you listen to us as we ask people to write through to 102 Simon Mazorodzi.
Yep.
You did that, and then you actually came to Star FM.
Yeah.
And we met just yesterday.
Yes, Leander.
And I was truly blown away by you, Tafadzwa. And we thought that instead of you coming through, us reading your story, you should come through to the studio, and then we get to speak to you, Tafadzwa.
Yes.
Now tell us, who is Tafadzwa? You're Tafadzwa how much, by the way?
Okay, I'm Tafadzwa Nyamuziwa.
Now tell us about Tafadzwa.
It's called SS Children's Village in Waterfalls. Since the age of about one, two. Yeah.
All right. And that's you. So how long did you stay at SOS?
I actually stayed in SOS for, like, I can say it's almost about 25 years, 26 years now. Yeah.
What memories do you have of SOS?
Ah, good memories. You know, it made me feel at home. I got the love, care, and support that, you know, one every child really desires in their lives. Yeah.
Do you know how you ended up at SOS?
Actually, I opened one of my files at the orphanage, and I happened to, it has happened to be written that I was just wandering up and about by Mbarim Sika at night, and, you know, I was really in tears and I was crying for my mom. And yeah, that was it.
So how old were you then when
I should have been a year or two.
You were 1 year old.
Yes.
And that's where they found you.
Yeah, that's where they found me.
And they took you to SOS.
They took me to Mbari Police Station, then it finally got me to SOS.
Okay.
Yes.
Until you were 25.
Until I was 25. Yeah, but now I'm 28.
Okay, so yeah. This is 3 years later.
Yes.
Okay. Now let's find out. At SOS, did you go to school? What happened there at SOS, education-wise?
I got the privilege of going to kindergarten. I then went to primary school. That was at Herman Gamana Primary School. Later on, went to Prince Edward Former High School. And I completed my high school in 2001. And I took a gap year to be coaching sports at Eaglesville. You know, I was always passionate about sports. So from there, I then proceeded. I went to study in South Africa, at Varsity College in South Africa, towards a diploma in sports management and coaching. And yeah, during the course of my studies,
Now let's leave it there. So this is what you managed to achieve while at SOS.
Yes.
Education wise.
Yes.
Leanne. All right. So we'll play your first song that you asked for us to play, and then we get into the details of your story.
Okay.
Tafadzwa Nyamuziwa is our guest tonight on Shining Star. It is Star FM 17 after 8. We have Tafadzwa Nyamuziwa in the studio on Shining Star. He's our first live guest on Shining Star. In fact, he's our first Shining Star on Shining Star, because we believe we speak to stars on Shining Star. I believe the sounds of R. Kelly. Now, before we get back to your story, Tafadzwa, I just want to know that the music that we'll play as we speak to you, you chose the music. Why did you choose R. Kelly's I Believe?
Leander, you know, at times you grew up being in an orphanage, you actually lose a lot of hope and, you know, faith in yourself. You don't feel like you're part of a community or society, but, you know, it just gets me to believe in myself that, you know, I believe that I can be whatever I want and whoever I want to be and do whatever I want to do in my life.
Okay.
So I do believe.
Great stuff. Yeah. That's the sound of R. Kelly with I Believe. 23 after 8. It is Shining Star. You too can be a Shining Star. Just get in touch with us and you can write your story to 102 Simon Mazoroze. Post it or hand deliver it. Or you can also go to leekworld@gmail.com. Just send in your story and we'll be able to inspire the whole nation. Now, Tafadzwa, after SOS, you started working. You're saying you were training tennis, is it?
Yes, Leander.
Okay, sure. So take us from there. What then happened?
Yeah, I was taking some private coaching tennis lessons with a group of children at Alexandra Sports Club. And, you know, I just realized one day I'll toss the ball up in the air, but when the ball comes down, I couldn't see it. Or if I hit a tennis ball towards one of the kids, you know, when they return it to me, I couldn't see the ball. And it was quite amazing to me. I just couldn't believe myself, like, am I out of my mind or something? So I just couldn't believe it. I took it from there, and I went to just see one doctor who I just approached and wanted to find out really what's the problem with my eyes. And he just said to me, no, don't worry, you've just got, you know, a small infection in your eyes, but you'll be fine. And yeah, I went back again the next weekend to take these kids for training, and still the same thing was happening. And I said to myself, no, there's actually something really terrible with my eyes. And I went back to see another optician to get another different opinion, and he said to me, you know, you've just got some infection also in your eyes, but, you know, it'll be fine, you know, within a period of time.
What was happening exactly, Tafadzwa? Were you totally not seeing anything, or you could see a blurred vision? What was happening?
You know, actually, Leander, I could say a blurred vision, because the funny thing is I could walk alone from Alexandra Sports Club into town, and I could see everything so clear, even the traffic. You know, I could, you know, stop, you know, I could look at the robots on the roads, I could see them. But it was just amazing that how come I couldn't see, you know, the tennis ball. It was quite amazing for me. It had never happened to me, so it was something quite, I'd call it, scary at that moment.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then from there, you saw another optician. Then what happened?
Okay, I saw another optician, and I was not quite happy with the services and the report these guys were giving me. You know, I went to one government hospital, and, you know, what happens with, you know, when you're dealing with a government hospital, they take time to really attend back to you. And, you know, at this moment of time, I didn't realize that I was losing my sight, because now I started discovering that I had night blindness. Like, at night I couldn't see anything, but during the daytime I could see, you know, everything so clear.
So what was happening? Go over it again. What was happening in the night? What would happen
at night? I had like what we call night blindness. Like, at night you can't see anything. All I could see was light, but I couldn't really see, probably, is it a car? Or, you know, with this darkness, I couldn't see.
So what you mean is, if you were to stay into the dark, you wouldn't see anything?
Yeah, I would be like totally blind.
But what if you're in a room at night and it's lit up?
It's lit up, I could see.
It was okay?
Yeah, it was okay.
Okay.
With me. Yeah.
And then?
I went to go and see one other private doctor, a top eye surgeon in Zimbabwe. And he said to me, I had cataracts. And he said, no, don't worry, I'll do a cataract operation with you, and you should be able to receive your sight. And actually, that day, he told me that he had just done one lady a cataract operation, and she came out of the surgery and she was rejoicing and she was happy. And I said to myself, tomorrow that's going to be me when, you know, that operation is done and is successful.
Sure.
But, you know, life had another turn for me. I got this cataract operation done. And then, yeah, I went back for a checkup with him to see how successful it was. And, you know, to my amazement, I still didn't get, you know, that clear sight that I really wanted. And he said to me, actually, you have a retina detachment, and what I need to do now is I need to do a major operation on you. Leander, that was quite a terrible moment for me. You know, I never thought certain things in life could take place. You know, I just...
So what was happening now? You go back home, was it getting worse, the sight?
Yeah, I could... It was... So, you know, when this doctor then said to me, you know, I'm going to do a major operation with you, but I'm going to do it with an Indian doctor. Mm-hmm. So just hold on and we'll let you know when this Indian doctor is in the country, and then we'll call you for the surgery. But the moment you cannot see the light, then there's no reason for us to do this operation. So, Leander, you know, I would walk out of the house every morning. Mm-hmm. Or look up in the sky, mm-hmm. and, you know, just look at the sun. And, you know, if you have ever seen how a crack window is like, mm-hmm. so that's how the light would just appear in my eyes, and, you know, it would just keep giving me hope and saying, you know, I think it's going to be successful. It's mm-hmm. going to be a success. The operation comes, it's going to be a success.
Mm-hmm.
So until this Indian doctor came through and they called me and they said, you know, the Indian doctor is here. It was on a Friday afternoon. So I went for the checkup, and he said to me, no, we're going to operate you tomorrow on a Saturday, and you're going to be the last guy we're going to operate, because, you know, there were 8 of us being done operations with more or less the same condition. So on Saturday, we woke up and we went to get this operation conducted. And, you know, I only got into the theater around about 5 p.m. and I was out about 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually never knew what was really going on. And yeah, I had to go back for another checkup on a Sunday. And, you know, I my faith was, if this doctor removes this patch on my eye,
mm-hmm.
I should be able to see. But, you know, it was the biggest shock of my life. He removed the patch and I still couldn't see anything at all.
Now you couldn't see anything?
Anything at all. And I just, like, literally broke down into tears. I just couldn't believe myself. And, you know, I said, you know, this is not what I wanted in my life. And now, you know, it's like carrying two burdens, you know, at your hands. Now you're an orphan and now you're blind. It's like you're carrying two burdens to your shoulders. Yeah. And, you know, one thing that I always kept on going was, I never gave up in going to church. You know, I always used to go to church despite my embarrassment. I was, you know, really embarrassed that now how do people look at me? How do people treat me?
You were embarrassed about being blind?
Yes, I was really embarrassed of being blind and having...
Was this because people were acting funny towards you, or it was just your personal feeling that it's embarrassing to be blind?
It was just my personal feeling, Leander. Uh-huh. You know, getting a disability is not one of the easiest things. You know,
mm-hmm.
there are probably certain disabilities, or probably if someone loses a limb,
mm-hmm.
they can wear trousers and people hardly notice it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got a disability which is right on my face.
Were you still staying at SOS when this happened?
Yes, I was still staying at SOS.
How were the other guys at SOS and everybody else who knew you treating you?
You know, actually, at times you wouldn't really believe it, that is he totally blind?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, actually everybody passed on their comments that, no, we think he's joking. Some said we think he's lying. Some said we think he's pretending.
Mm.
But only the person who then really realized that I was really blind was my mom. Because I remember she then told me that, you know, she has to put like a plate of food in front of me or put something in front of me, and she would see how I'll react towards it. So she would just see me sitting down and no reacting. And then she'll say, no, Tafadza, mm-hmm. I've put, you know, some food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she only really got to tell people that, you know, he is really blind. He can't see anything. Yeah.
Right, Tafadza, you are at a point where you are blind, but all the same, you asked for a song from Snatch.
Yes.
I actually learned about this artist from you. Thank you very much.
Okay,
and this song will play it, and then we'll talk about the song and we continue with your story. It is Shining Star, and I definitely know you will learn something, because I certainly did. I must say it's a beautiful jam, and well, you chose it once again. But I'm really wondering, Tafadza, you are now carrying two burdens, like you said. You're an orphan,
mm-hmm.
and you have gone blind.
Yes.
People don't believe you. You're embarrassed.
Mm.
But this is the song that you asked us to play at this point in your life. How is that possible,
Leander? You know, I'm going to church and hearing this song, it really got into me. It's really helped me change my attitude, and, you know, be the type of person that I am today. I'm having a positive mindset, because I said to myself, you know what, I am blessed. No matter what has happened in my life, no matter the obstacles that I faced in my life, or the challenges or the circumstances, you know, certain things that happened in my life, I still remained blessed. So this is why I really chose this song tonight on Shining Star.
Okay, now tell me something. Mm-hmm. You're an orphan. Mm-hmm. You were doing well. You were training tennis.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing that made you realize that something was wrong is you couldn't see the tennis ball.
Yes.
And then you go through doctors and you're promised that things will be all right.
Yeah.
You go through this major operation. Even an Indian doctor comes through, mm-hmm. which should raise your hope.
Yes.
But still, that doesn't work. And now you officially know that you are blind. You cannot see anything.
Yeah.
How do you carry yourself from that point? Is it simply by just praying? Is it simply by just being in church? Is it simply by listening to such tracks? How do you carry yourself? Because right now, Tafazwa, you are speaking to somebody who's probably in the same situation. It might not be blindness. It might not be disability. But things have gone wrong for them in their life. Probably they've lost the people that they love. They've lost the people that support them. They've lost a job. They're hopeless. How do you carry yourself from that point and still sing that I'm blessed?
Leander, you know, the first and foremost, if you really want to get strength and hope and, you know, believe in yourself, is always believe in the Lord. As long as you believe in the Lord, the Lord will give you grace and strength to carry on, you know. To me, the Lord gave me grace and strength to carry on and to pull through. You know, being blind was not one of the easiest things that I could handle. I was really embarrassed. I actually tried to commit suicide twice.
Really?
You know? Yeah, you know, it was not easy because I thought to myself, now, what am I going to be in my life? What can I do? I've got nothing. I didn't see any light, you know?
Mm.
So I said, you know, I guess I should just take away my life.
Yeah,
but
once again, Tafazwa, mm-hmm. I'll have to interrupt you once again. Now you got three things.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about you being an orphan.
Mm-hmm.
You're blind.
Mm-hmm.
It's four things, actually. You're embarrassed about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And now you want to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How do you pick yourself up from that? I still need to go back to that and really find out. Because right now, Tafazwa, I will really emphasize this. You're mm-hmm. listening. Somebody is listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're listening to your story.
Okay.
They can't see you, but you got this huge smile on your face.
Yeah?
You got this huge smile on your face.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, how do you do that? You're about to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. And you're talking to somebody, you're saying, pray, connect with God. But the human nature that I know, mm-hmm. people want tangible things.
Yeah.
Something that you can touch and then say, yeah, this will lift me up. You can't see God. All you do is pray.
Yes.
And some people actually feel that their prayers are not answered. But how do you pick yourself up from being in that situation?
Leander, I actually, you know, I believe all my answers are in the Bible.
Mm.
If you take your Bible and you read your Bible, there are answers to certain problems that you have. It's just like in school, you know, you go to school, you always have a test book, and your test book is like your manual. So the manual of the human being is the Bible, you know. For me, one verse that really got to change my mind was Jeremiah 29 verse 11, which says, I have the plans to prosper you and not to harm you. This is one verse that really gave me that positive attitude to believe in myself. And I said to myself, you know what? If the Lord does not have the plans to harm me and he's got plans to prosper me, so why am I really worrying? What am I crying about? He's got plans for me. And how am I going to be able to, you know, to be able to see God's plan for me? I won't be able to see it if I cry and moan or commit suicide or, you know, just give up on life. But I have to carry on and go on.
Mm-hmm.
Leander, I went to church. I prayed to God. I was embarrassed, but slowly I managed to overcome it. And then, you know, you've got then either one or two friends of yours who really stick by you.
Sure, I was going to go there. That mm-hmm. Don't you also need people around you to be able to pick you up from that desperate situation? Did you have people around you to pick you up?
You know, Leander, it's quite complicated. You know, normally when there's always a saying that says, you know, when all things are going well, you've got many friends. Mm-hmm. When all things crumble, mm-hmm. you've got few friends. Mm-hmm. It was a situation that actually happened to me.
Mm.
But, you know, I always had a friend of mine who really stood by me. You know, he was there to, you know, to always give me hope and always tell me, you know, don't worry, it's gonna, you know, you're gonna be something, it's gonna work out, and you'll be able to be, you'll be somebody in your life. And
who was this friend?
Okay, this friend was called George Banga. So he really, you know, he really kept me going. He you know, he'll take his own personal time to just come and spend the day with me.
Sure, sure.
Probably read the Bible for me, probably even go together at the doctor, probably just even go take me for a walk. So, you know, taking me for a walk was also one way I actually managed to overcome being blind and being embarrassed of myself. Because I think the more, if I sat indoors, it probably would have gone like really worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before we talk about what really wowed me about you yesterday, let's talk about you now coping actually with blindness.
Okay.
I mean, you here's someone who used to train sports.
Mm-hmm.
Here's someone who went to school, mm-hmm. Got trained,
mm-hmm.
but you can't do that anymore. How did you get over the actual fact that you were actually blind? You can't see stuff. You can't do stuff. Take us through that,
Leander. You know, my late mom from the orphanage. She always used to tell me one thing. She's like, Tafazwa.
What was your mom's name at the orphanage?
My mom's name was Chipo Zengwa.
She's
late now. It's
May
been
God
9 years.
Rest her soul.
Uh-huh. Yes, you know, she was always that dear mom and that person that I really desired in my life.
Mm.
She always told me one thing, that Tafazo, we are there to support you, but all the effort comes from you.
Mm.
So it always used to ring in my mind and say, you know, my mom always used to tell me that we are there to support you, but the effort should come from within yourself, you know. So I always made an effort, and I said, I always kept on asking myself that now I'm blind, what opportunities are there for blind people?
Mm.
And also one person that really came into my mind was Dean Du Plessis, you know, the blind cricket commentator.
Sure.
I said to myself, but if Dean is commenting cricket and he's doing well,
mm-hmm.
I probably would be able to do the same and, you know, make a living out of, mm-hmm. you know, out of myself, and one day be somebody that I could be in my life. But also what really got me back onto my two feet was, you know, when my friend went to look for a school for me to go for rehabilitation, and the most exciting part of it, Leander, was when I got to know that they are training us how to use a computer. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so you actually went for rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go?
I went for rehabilitation at the Dorothy Duncan Braille Library,
mm-hmm.
which is in Harare.
Mm-hmm.
It was for 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I learned Braille, daily living skills on how to dress, how to bath, how to, you know, how to just look presentable,
mm-hmm.
and computers and mobility, how to, you know, to be mobile and walk alone.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the skills that also like really got me back on my feet. And, you know, for me, Leander, I always say God is amazing, because, you know, the teacher that was teaching me computers couldn't even cope up with my pace.
Seriously?
Yeah, she couldn't. Mm. And, you know, she would actually then ask me for certain clues and ideas. And I just said to myself, no, Lord, you're so amazing. And, you know, you've brought me this far. And I keep going and pushing.
Wow.
So when I just completed my rehabilitation, I went actually on to study counseling with Connect Zimbabwe. Because, you know, now I was trying to look for what are these skills and tools that I can empower myself now so that I can get myself back into the world system and, you know, be somebody in life. So I went for counseling with Connect Zimbabwe, and, you know, I actually passed, and it was also amazing how God did it. You know, in a class of 11 people, 3 of us are blind. One could use what we call a stylus. The other lady used to bring a guide into class, and then here is Tafazo. He had nobody. But, you know, I came with a practical exam. I had the S mark. I went in on for my theory exam, and I passed it, and I said to myself, God is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I went back home. I sat for about 2 weeks, and, you know, one lady then just gave me a phone call when I was home, and she's like, you know what, I got your phone number from the Dorothy Duncan Braille Library, and I'm looking for someone to take part in a TV drama series who's blind.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually started laughing, and she said, no, my son, please don't laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, now how do I meet you? So I went and I met her, and, you know, I featured in a television drama series that was called Sumka Openye.
Oh yeah.
That was directed by Agnes Gotering and was showing on ZTV from September 15, 2010 to...
So you were part of that?
Yeah, to March 2011.
What role did you play in that drama?
Okay, the role that I was playing is, actually I was known as Professor.
Mm.
And, you know, we were kids that grew up in a rural setup, and, you know, I was one of the kids who was there, and I also had a blind friend of mine, and I'd been the successful one. So I was always, you know, talking to the other kids in this society that, you guys, look here, don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we know, you know, we've lost our parents to the HIV pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look, I'm blind, at least you guys are sighted. And, you know, let's keep on. So I was playing that role of us being the person who really inspires the other kids to, like, really carry on with their studies and never look back.
How was the experience of acting?
Leander, that was also, like, what I call one way that actually really got me to overcome being embarrassed, because, you know, you're not on national television, everybody's looking
now.
At you. Yeah, you know. And I remember the first day that the advert showed on ZTV, I got quite a number of phone calls from people, and they said, we saw you acting, and, you know, you as if you're blind. I said, yeah, I'm blind. And, you know, really still nobody could believe it.
Oh, this is people who didn't know you were blind.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You see, because I really tried to to say, at least if I get to let my friends know that I am blind now, mm-hmm. it's probably now it they'll really come to terms with it and, you know, be able to, you know, to sure. still stick by me.
Okay.
So
we continue speaking to Tafazwa, but we'll go to a bit of music. We will not be able to play the full length because you have an amazing story. But of course, this is Shining Star. This is Ray and Royce with one called Atenda, and this is one of the songs that you chose once again, Tafazwa. And you continue to amaze us with the songs that you're choosing. Tenda, what is that all about?
Leander, you know, Ray and Royce really inspired me when I listened to this song when I was blind, and I'm thinking they're singing Kuti Tenda, even Chiri Chirema, mm-hmm. Tenda. You know, because there are other people probably who want those kids, but they're feeling to have them. So whether it is, you know, the person, the child has a disability, mm-hmm. you know, thank God for it, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, be proud of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we want to continue with your story. Now you've trained, you've gone for rehabilitation, mm-hmm. you've also gone to Connect, mm-hmm. and you are also now part of a TV drama.
Yes.
And that continues to be an amazing story.
Yes.
But you also then traveled to India, is
yes.
it?
Yes, yes.
How did that come by?
Okay, Leander, you know, when I went to rehabilitation, I said to myself, Tafazwa, you are blind. You need to really equip yourself with certain skills and tools. And then I was really trying to look around the international world whereby I could go there for training and really get empowered and equipped with, you know, certain skills that would really give me the independence that I really wanted. Mm-hmm. So I actually got a place, the first time I got a place at a school in America, and, you know, I tried to negotiate for a scholarship and it didn't work out. And I just said to myself, anyway, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I then applied for a place in India, and, you know, Leander, this is actually one of, you know, my greatest testimonies that I, you know, that also came by. You know, I applied, and in this application, they had like 5 rounds of interviews via Skype and via telephone. And, you know, actually what I then got to realize right at the end, then the lady wrote to me and said to me, we've received 418 applicants from around the world. Mm-hmm. In the last final round, you guys were left 113 of you guys, and we only wanted 21. Mm. And in the 21, I was actually there.
Wow.
And I said to myself, Lord, you are so amazing. You know, I remember because I was at home and I was sleeping and I was so bored and thinking to myself, now what? Mm-hmm. So one friend just gave me a phone call and asked her to check my emails for me because, you know, at that time I didn't have a computer that I was using. Mm. And she checked my emails and she called me like probably after like 5 minutes and she's like, you know what, congratulations, you're off to India. You know, then I just like really broke down into tears and I was like,
wow,
Lord, is that me? Uh-huh. Is this blessing that you've brought to my doorstep again? And I just couldn't believe myself.
Wow,
and
we got 9 minutes to go. So what did you do in India?
Okay, I went to India. I was at the International Institute for Social Entrepreneurs, and I was, you know, we were 21 of us from 15 different countries, and I was being trained how to like create social change within our society and our communities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I came back now and I'm in Zimbabwe, and I've got actually an organization that I got registered, and this organization, the vision is to create a society where the blind are empowered, independent, accepted, mm-hmm. treated as equals, and live a healthy and independent lifestyle. Leander, it was just like you yesterday. Mm-hmm. You saw like a miracle, and you know, you were so amazed, you know, when I connected on the internet and went on Facebook.
So that's where my story is. You know, I really appreciate where you came from and everything, mm-hmm. and everything that happened to you. And I just have to say, man, you are amazing. You, for me, you are a living miracle.
Yes.
All that is amazing. But then what really wowed me, and I said to myself, you have to be on the show tomorrow, is when you came through and, you know, you were on the internet,
uh-huh.
on your laptop.
Yeah.
You went on Facebook.
Yeah.
You posted that you'll be on radio.
Yeah.
What else did you do?
I showed you my phone.
Yeah, you showed me your phone. You searched for the song from Smash.
Smash, yeah.
Yeah, you searched for it on, in your music files. Uh-huh. You transferred it onto Flash, and you actually connected to the wireless here. Mm-hmm. And you did this all by yourself. And I was looking at you and I'm thinking, how does this dude do this? Now, tell us about that, the laptop and everything, and how you came to be able to do all that.
Leander, it's a miracle and it's a testimony. At times, you know, some of these abilities that I've just got is I just can't believe the Lord for, you know, for giving me these blessings. And, you know, it's like a handful of blessings. Mm. You know, everyone sees me using a laptop and they wonder, what, you're blind and you're using a laptop, and how are you doing it? So So it's just like any other laptop and any other computer that any other person uses, but the only difference is I've got a voice activation on it, like you heard it talk, and you know, everyone complains about we can't hear what it's saying, but I
couldn't myself. Yeah,
yeah, you know, God is amazing. I hear it very nice and clear, and you know, it really has given me all the independence that I've wanted in my life, and it has actually even brought me this far, and it had also actually, you know, brought me to Star FM to be part of that shining star that, you know, you always require.
So tell me something. There's somebody who's listening right now, and they are blind, and they're thinking, I want to use a laptop too.
Okay.
How does someone get to use a laptop and they're blind? It's not Braille. Yeah. It's a laptop just like mine. Mm-hmm. The only difference, like you're saying, is that it talks back to you, but you can hardly hear what it's saying.
Yeah.
And before you even answer that, I also want to say that you had actually emailed me your life story.
Yes.
The one that you're talking about now. You emailed me, and in that email, I remember, it had a part where you said, I've actually emailed this whole story myself to you.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how is that possible? This was like 3 pages.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But then yesterday, I saw you actually posting something on Facebook to say, listen to me on Star FM 93.1. Blah, you did that.
Yeah.
And I saw that.
Yeah.
And you also saved my number in your phone.
Yeah.
So somebody who's listening right now, they're blind, or it might be a parent wanting to do it for their children. How do they get to learn all these things? And how do they get to use a laptop?
Leander, it's going to be quite interesting. Okay. You know, there's a software that we use. If they really, be it your relative or be it yourself, you're blind, and you also want to have this independence that I have today, and you know, they can get hold of me and get in touch with me. I'm really much prepared to assist them and to also get them empowered, so that we can all create equal opportunities for each other. You know, in our great nation, Zimbabwe. So yeah, they can just get hold of me and I'll help them on it. I'll train them how to use it and tell them more how it works.
Okay, now tell me something. You were empowered in India. You were also empowered in Zimbabwe. You have lived a life of being blind. And you've been through it, but you still wear a big smile on your face. Yeah, you still do that. And now we want you to speak to people who are blind, people who are disabled in any other form. We also want you to speak to the able-bodied. What is your message to these people who are listening right now? What is the message that you want to leave here on Shining Star? You had a desire to be here. You emailed me. You're totally blind, but you emailed me. You came to the station. I met you. I was wowed. What is the message that brought you to Star FM and the message that made you want to write that email?
Leander, I have a saying that I always tell people, that we have no limitations. We only limit ourselves through our thoughts. Okay, just like, I'll give you an example. If there's a puddle of water in front of you, and if you look at that puddle and you say to yourself, I can jump over it, you'll be able to jump over it. But if you say to yourself, I cannot, you'll not be able to get over it. I'll tell anybody, be it you've got a disability, be it, you know, probably people have mugged you around, or you've been in any circumstance or situation that is very embarrassing, I'll tell you one thing, you're as beautiful and as handsome as the Lord created you. Never be embarrassed about yourself. I am blind, but I'm very proud of myself. I'm happy with who I am and what I have. And, you know, I'm also happy with even, you know, most of the citizens now, how they, like, really treat me. They talk to me. We smile. We, you know, we jump up. So never, don't never break down. You know, you are who you want to be. It only takes your effort and your courage to be who you want to be. And trust me, everybody says to me, we've never seen a handsome blind guy. And I say, well, I'm here.
Come check me out.
Come check me out, yeah, Leander.
Okay, it's a first one now. Yeah. I know some people are itching to know how to get hold of you. You're going to teach them not only life skills, but also how to, like you say, to be independent like you are. How do they get hold of Tafadwa?
Okay, Leander, if you want to get with me on my mobile number is 0772-434-590. And I'll go over that number again, 0772-434-590. Or you can email me at taffyshines@gmail.com, spelled as taffyshines@gmail.com. Because Taffy is shining right now. So, yeah, get hold of me. And
okay,
on my Facebook, you can get hold of me on Nyams Tafadzwa, which is NYAMZ Tafadzwa. And yeah, I'll be very happy to meet you, to talk to you, and you know, we make the world a better place and, you know, get everybody in the shining star mood.
Okay, and unlike the Chris Browns of this world, who have people who actually reply those emails for them and those Twitter messages for them, he actually does it himself. And this is something that amazed me. So just promise them that when they see a reply, it's actually coming from you. It's not coming from anybody else.
Trust me, guys, I will tell you, any reply you get, it's strictly from me. It's not someone else. Nobody's picking up my calls.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's replying my emails. Nobody's answering my Skype. And nobody's... is replying me on Facebook. So, guys, okay. It is coming from me.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah. Now, you also quoted something from Helen Keller, was it yesterday? What was it? Before
okay.
we go.
Yeah, Helen Keller, she said, I'd rather not have vision than have vision.
I'd rather have not sight.
Yeah, she said, I'd rather not have sight than have vision. Okay, what did she say again, Leander?
I think you said that she said, I'd rather have not sight but have vision.
Yeah. You said, I'd rather not have sight than have sight and not have a vision.
Okay.
You said, so some of you guys, yeah, some people have got sight, some people are able-bodied, some people, yes, they have got disabilities, but they don't have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what situation you're in, whether you're able-bodied or not, just have that vision. It will get you to where you you want to be.
The song that's playing underneath, we're only going to play for a few seconds. I'm Alive. Why that one?
I am alive, Leander. I'm a shining star. I'm alive, and look at me.
Thank you very much, Sir Father. It's been great once again.
Thank you.
Your number once again?
Sorry?
Your number once again?
My number is 0772-434-590.
It's been amazing, Tafazo. Thank you very much for coming to Shining Star.
Thank you, Leander.